There's growing international support for the government of Macedonia as it battles a nearly week-old ethnic Albanian rebel offensive in the western part of the country. European Union foreign ministers are expected to approve increased financial aid to Macedonia during a meeting in Brussels. And the EU's security chief, Javier Solana, travels today to Skopje, the Macedonian capital, to underscore the organization's support for the government. The rebels say they're fighting for better rights for Macedonia's large ethnic Albanian population, but others contend they simply want to create a greater Albania. NPR's Guy Raz reports ethnic rivalries in Macedonia are deeply rooted.
The central market in Skopje is where most city residents come to buy their produce. The majority of merchants are ethnic Albanians. Sua, who runs a small vegetable stall, fingers a basket of pearl onions and laments the slow business these days.
People are scared now and they don't come here to do marketing because this is bad time for them.
At a small cafe inside the market, Jamel Kortishi sips strong tea and listens to the headlines on the radio. He complains that Macedonian Slavs don't respect the Albanian language and neglect Albanian history.
We are ethnic Albanian people. We are from here. This is our Albania, Kosovo and Macedonia.
Kortishi and others here say almost half of Macedonia's population is ethnic Albanian, not one-fourth as the official census states. They also argue that Macedonians are not native to the region. They didn't arrive till the 6th century. And despite the presence of an ethnic Albanian party in the ruling government coalition, the Albanian community says the government doesn't represent them. But in the Balkans, selective history and conspiracy theories separate ethnic groups as much as religion or tradition. Ethnic Albanians, who don't consider themselves Macedonians, say the Macedonian Slavs have better jobs, more money. Ask a Macedonian the same question, and the answer is reversed. Across town, outside the socialist-built government building, 3,000 Macedonians who fled Tetovo demonstrate for an end to the violence. They are angry at the government for not doing enough to protect them, at the perceived coverage of the Western media, and at ethnic Albanians. Olivera, who didn't want to give her last name, works at a bank in Tetovo and attended the rally.
I don't know what they ask for. They have in Albanian country, they want in Kosovo, they want in Macedonia, everyone where they are, they want to have a state.
Another protester, a young man, notes that Macedonia took in 300,000 Kosovar Albanian refugees during NATO's air campaign. Macedonia avoided war during the last decade of fighting in the Balkans, he adds. The people here don't want a new Balkan crisis.
This is the 21st century. We are civilized people. We don't want war. We want peace.
People in the crowd hold placards that read, Tetovo is Macedonian. Some wave the national flag. Others chant for arms to fight against the Shqiptars, a derogatory term Macedonians use for ethnic Albanians. The government is now operating in crisis mode. Officials here won't admit publicly that the Macedonian army isn't prepared to deal with the insurgency. Police in Tetovo describe the ethnic Albanian guerrillas as well-armed and well-trained. Facing mounting pressure to expand the crackdown on the rebels, Macedonian Prime Minister Lupcho Georgievski addressed the nation last night on television. The Prime Minister blamed NATO-led peacekeepers in Kosovo for not stopping the flow of weapons from ethnic Albanians there into Macedonia. He promised residents of Tetovo that within 2 or 3 days, it will be safe to return home. But Macedonians are skeptical. They're now calling for international intervention to restore stability to the region. Guy Raz, NPR News, Skopje.